The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1958, Sputnik fell out of the sky. The first man-made satellite to reach orbit burned up in Earth's atmosphere. In 1970, having landed four men on the moon, NASA quietly canceled the Apollo 20 mission, which wasn't expected to take place until 1972 at the earliest. A planned mission to land in the Copernicus crater on the moon, Apollo 20 was axed, so its Saturn V rocket and other hardware could be used for the upcoming Skylab space station later in the 70s. And in 2004, the first of NASA's Mars exploration rovers arrived on the Red Planet.
Point lander is separated. We expect that radar will lock on the ground in approximately 5 seconds from now. Current altitude 8,000 feet. Moving at a speed of 173 miles per hour, we are near our terminal velocity. Spacecraft reporting that the radar is in lock and we have a good solution on the ground. Expected retro rocket ignition on my mark. Mark. Awaiting confirmation from the spacecraft that retro rocket ignition has occurred. At this point in time, we should be on the ground. Now 6 minutes 37 seconds from atmospheric entry. Still awaiting signal that we are on the ground. Stand by. Electronic cone sent from the rover indicates that the rover has landed base pedal down, which means right side up.
Spirit plowed right through a Martian dust storm on its way through the atmosphere and bounced onto the surface in a protective shell of airbags. Its identical twin, Opportunity, would arrive 3 weeks later. Actor Matt Frewer was born on this day in 1958.
Since when has news been entertainment?
Since it was invented?
And now we come to a special moment on Network 23. That is the most pointless and extravagant television award. This, of course, is the award for the pieces of television
which
is the most expensive and wasteful use of television time this year. So, let's see the nomination, shall we? I'll be right back.
So was actor Gary Jones, who played Walter Harriman in Stargate SG-1.
With all due respect, sir, you think you might consider taking along a few Marines?
This is a diplomatic mission, Chief. The last time I checked at Jaffa, we're our allies. I can't go disrespecting them in their own house.
If you say so, sir.
Sometimes you make the right decision, sometimes you make the decision right.
Patton.
That one's Dr. Phil.
And on this day in 1982, Peter Davison was the new face of Doctor Who. But the fifth Doctor seemed to have trouble remembering which Doctor he was.
I wonder, boy, what would you do if you were me,
Or perhaps I should ask, what would I do if I were me?
Oh dear, we've wandered into the wrong corridor. We must be close to the main TARDIS drive now. Jamie, you go back.
No, I have to stay with you, Doctor.
No nonsense, be sensible, go back. When I say run, run. Don't you understand? The regeneration is failing.
In 1998, Babylon 5 migrated to cable channel TNT with the prequel TV movie In the Beginning.
Sir, we're picking up a silhouette at the edge of scanner range. I thought this area was supposed to be well outside the Bimbari transfer points.
Aye, sir, it is. There's no reason they should be here.
unless they're looking for us. Should we jump back into hyperspace? Negative. Just jumped in. I don't want to put any more strain on the engines than we have to. Besides, if it is them, I want to see if we can get a good look at them. Captain, our orders were to avoid any first contact situation unless authorized to do so. I'm well aware of our orders, Commander. Now take us in at a oblique angle. Keep the scanners on at the maximum. If they do this right, they're not even going to know we're here. Aye, sir.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, thelogbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.